This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 26, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, a couple of Beverly's historic yet deteriorating buildings may have avoided demolition a few years ago, but could face the wrecking ball after all. The former Hotel Trafton, perhaps better known as the Press Box Barroom at 9 Park Street, and the Cushing Carriage Building at 142 Rantoul Street, which housed Sullivan Chiropractic, are located within the Beverly Depot Odell Park Historic District, listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Owned by Beverly Crossing, part of Wendover Development, the company committed to preserving the buildings in 2014 after then-President Lee Delacour received a letter from the Massachusetts Historical Commission stating that demolishing the buildings would result in the removal of the district's historic designation. Wendover originally nominated the area for the designation. With that, the company was eligible for just over $1 million in tax credits toward its rehabilitation project at the J.P. Friend & Company box factory on Pleasant Street. Demolishing the buildings would make the company ineligible for the tax breaks. But the company is not required to preserve the buildings forever. In fact, after receiving the tax credits, the company only has to keep them around for 5 years, according to the Secretary of State's office, which oversees the state's historical commission. More on this story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Students and staff returned to school yesterday at the Connery School following the weekend death of one of their teachers. Bill Newell reports.
Rick Gala-Colley writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn that it was a somber day at the Connery Elementary School on Monday as students and staff were left to process the senseless death of one of their teachers, Vanessa McCormick, who died in her Revere home 2 days earlier. McCormick, 30 years old, was a second-grade teacher at the Connery Elementary School. She was found dead in her Grand View Avenue home on Saturday afternoon. Authorities are calling her death suspicious and investigating it as a homicide, as preliminary examination of her body at the scene revealed signs of trauma. School began at Connery on Monday with a staff meeting in the library and then a school-wide assembly to inform students that Miss McCormick, a beloved teacher, had died. Superintendent Dr. Catherine Latham was in attendance for both. As the district, we continue to try to comprehend the seemingly incomprehensible tragedy while providing as much support as possible to the students and staff at the Connery School, Latham said in a statement. This morning, Principal Mary Dill notified students of McCormick's sudden death at a school-wide assembly. Quote, Lynn Public Schools social workers and adjustment counselors are at the school to offer counseling. In addition, several other schools voluntarily sent support staff to Connery to provide coverage for any school staff that needed it. After the assembly, students were given time to design and write cards, which will be given to McCormick's family at a later date. Dill said the decision was made to have an assembly so that students could see the whole staff and counselors in one group setting with one message. Most students learned about her death for the first time at the assembly. There were some kids who had learned about it in the news that morning. Quote, we're a very close-knit community here, Dill said. We work with the teachers very closely. We're a very close staff, so we wanted the kids to be a part of it Monday morning and let them know about Vanessa's passing and that we were here for them. There are counselors here for them. As for the investigation in Revere, no arrests have been made. Anyone with information on McCormick's death are asked to contact Revere Police at 781-286-8340 or State Police at 617-727-8817. There's more on this story in the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Salem News is reporting that the parent company of the Salem News and North of Boston Media Group on Monday announced its merger with the owner of dozens of broadcast television stations. Community Newspaper Holdings, Inc. will operate as a subsidiary of Raycom Media after the merger, which is expected to be finalized at the end of the week. Both companies are based in Montgomery, Alabama. The merger does not directly affect operations at the Salem News and its local sister newspapers, websites, and magazines, according to Karen Andreas, regional publisher of North of Boston Media Group. She's quoted as saying, the Salem News will always focus on delivering local information that our readers want, need, and value. The merger is exciting, though, because it signals the potential for us to enhance our coverage with Raycom's vast digital and broadcast knowledge. CNHI and Raycom Media are both private companies, and a joint announcement did not disclose financial terms of the deal. In 7 cases where markets for Raycom Media broadcast stations and CNHI newspapers overlap, newspapers will be sold to a third party, according to the statement. Those cases involve community newspapers in Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, and southern Indiana. More on the story in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, the Swampscott Board of Selectmen is opposing a proposal from the owner of a Puritan Road property who wants to raise the site's existing structures to make room for the construction of 16 condominiums or apartments. Robert Corcoran, the owner of 133 Puritan Road, whose company is listed as Barberin LLC, recently submitted a comprehensive permit site approval application to Mass Housing. The application proposes a Chapter 40B housing project. Under the proposal, existing buildings on the site, which includes a seaside mansion, would be cleared to allow for new construction. That would include 3 4-story structures, which would house a total of 16 residential units, about 5 or 6 units each, with 4 of those units set aside as affordable. Naomi Drabin, chairwoman of the Board of Selectmen in Swampscott, wrote to the Massachusetts Housing Finance Agency, saying, while the town of Swampscott has consistently supported the creation of more affordable housing, we must object to this project as proposed, as it is out of scale for this parcel and for the neighborhood and is in direct opposition to recent zoning efforts to provide greater economic growth for the community. The Board of Selectmen was asked by Mass Housing to submit some comments on the proposed project as part of the developer's site approval eligibility application. More on this story on itemlive.com today, story written by Gayla Colley. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.